Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all on the other side of the camera, our extended family. Welcome into God's house here this morning at Long Meadow Church of the Brethren for the scripture, for the sermon titled Memory Error. Our scripture lesson today comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Now we are in the Lenten season. You're supposed to give up something. And I heard a story about a Catholic community. A community where almost everybody there was Catholic except for one family. And every Friday, the poor Catholics around him had to live with this fella cooking steak out on the grill. And all they was allowed to eat was fish. And they smelled it. Oh, goodness gracious, it just drove them crazy, that fine steak out there cooking. And so they all got together and they had a meeting and they decided, we've got to stop this because it's driving us crazy. Let's convert him. One said, well, he's a Baptist. No, we can convert him. So they went to him and they explained the beauties of Catholicism and he agreed to it. And so they supported him and he went through catechism and he became a Catholic and they were all proud and they anointed him and all that good stuff. And they were all happy with themselves because they wouldn't have to smell when the next Lenten season came around the beef out there on Fridays. The first Friday of Lent came around and they was all out in the yards puttering around when suddenly they smelled steak. And they chased after it and they found the steak in the man's yard. And they ran up to him. And they saw him reciting what had happened to him when he was a Baptist and became a Catholic when the priest sprinkled water on him and said, you was born a Baptist, you grew a Baptist, and now you're a Catholic. And they watched him as he had this beautiful steak on the grill, sprinkling it with water, going, you was born a cow, you lived as a cow, and now you're a fish. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. The writer of Hebrews says, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. Then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. May God add his blessings to these words as we seek with him in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us everything. We thank you that you have given us these words today, Father. And we ask as we go through this together with you, that these words given by you and spoken will be uplifting and strengthening to us on our daily journey. Father, lead, guide, and direct us through them. And help us show the light of Christ to those out there in a world so broken and searching. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of his children said, amen. Now, back when the pandemic started, it was a conversation going on a couple of months prior to that, several months prior to that, hey, we need to start getting your words out to the masses. What do you mean? We send them out. We have the website. We record them. They just click, click, click. And they can listen. And somebody said, no, we need to record. You need to get out there. You need to be seen. And I said, no. Why not? I said, because I don't want to be filmed. Because I have a big unfiltered mouth, as many of you all know. You can say amen. It's okay. I accept that. And this went on and on in this conversation. And then the pandemic hit, and that person got their way. And so now we record the sermons. As a matter of fact, when we were coming back in, people asked me, don't stop recording them because we like it. Okay, well, whatever. Unfortunately, or however you want to term it, sometimes when I make a statement, now that it's being seen by a pretty broad spectrum of people, I get little notes along the way going, are you really sure you wanted to say that? Are you really sure about that? And my biggest critic rides with me home every Sunday going, well, you're going to get it for that one. So because I am a caring and feeling individual, and I would never want my words to be oppressing or hurtful, I'm starting with a disclaimer before I start the sermon. The words that I'm... Did I write it down? How am I going to get it? The words that I am about to speak are merely from me. They do not reflect the views and thoughts of Long Meadow Church of the Brethren, although they should. Are you ready? Buckle up. I am here to tell you that both our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, suffer from a critical case of memory error. The most perfect individuals in all of anything, ever, anywhere. I'll say it again. Just I want you to understand when I'm going to make this statement, because I like seeing furrowed brows when I start up a sermon. Both God and Jesus, the most perfect individuals, have a critical case of suffering from memory error. And I'm going to stick by that statement. All right. See, he already knows what I'm about to say, so I'm not going to get smoted on top of the head by lightning. I will never, ever get that right. Let me explain. When I became a pastor, I've told this story, and I know it's a joke, but it's not really. My father told me, do not forget what your last name is. Don't mess this up. But he also backed it up with another piece of advice. He said, if you think you're going to stand up there on Sunday morning and be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you think you're all wonderful in that, you're not. You're the servant. You are the servant of everybody in your church. You just happen to be the one that God has touched and allowed to speak for him. Never forget that responsibility. It is awesome. It is heavy. It is something that I don't take lightly. And I measure myself, or at least I try to measure myself. And so I'll get to chugging along at a pretty good groove because I've been a pretty good boy for a while, and I start letting my guard down, and I start to suffer from a little bit of memory error. And a little while back, the old memory error was in full force when I had an episode during a week when I was having everything go wrong, and I lost my temper and spouted off in a bad way in front of some people who watched me for a mistake. Because when you take on this mantle, you put yourself out there. Oh, that Paul Leatherman, he's a preacher. He can't do anything wrong. And typically, I don't do anything wrong. He didn't know I was going to say that. I was just... You get watched. And it's not just me. It's you, Christian. When you profess the name of Jesus Christ, when you say those words, I believe in the Son of God. I believe in all of it. He was born of a virgin. He lived. He died. He rose again. And the only way to get through heaven is through Jesus Christ. You open yourself up and everybody watches. And during that period in time, I did something. And I felt bad. Because I don't want people to see that. Because I am a pastor, preacher, reverend, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. And so I think I'm supposed to be better. Not better than you. I'm supposed to walk a different line. I'm supposed to be on a different level. I'm supposed to sit upon this pedestal. But I suffer horribly from memory error. And all of you do. Maybe a little bit, maybe a lot. But everybody has some form of memory error sometimes. One ball player set a major league record for strikeouts with 1,316 strikeouts. That's a lot. This same player set a record for five consecutive, that means one after the other, five consecutive strikeouts in a World Series game. That's a lot. That's like me playing baseball. Oh, by the way, the holder of both the records was also one of the greatest sluggers to ever take to a ball, Babe Ruth. A lot of people forget that part. He struck out nearly as much as he hit. They tend to start remembering the good things. See, almost everybody forgets that. And that whole scene has been stuck with me for days upon days upon days, and I was dwelling on it. And it was hurting me. I was like, how in the world did this happen? How did I let myself get lost like that? My memory error button, the alarms went off, bleep, 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 and kicked in. And it reminded me, I am not perfect. I am not righteous. Regardless of the pedestal that I think I'm supposed to live on, I am not any of those. No matter how many times I tell my wife and family and friends and just about anybody that listens to me, I am pretty much near perfect. I am not. I told somebody once, I am the worst example of a Christian you will ever meet. And then I read this scripture from Hebrews, and I start thinking about what memory error really is. The Hebrew writer is telling everyone, he starts off by almost talking to me. He says, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Now, of course, he was talking about the Jewish priests at that time, how they would stand there and they would bring forth the offerings, and you bring this and this is your sacrifice and this will wash away your sin. But that was laws of man and it did not work. And yet people still abide in it and still believed in it. And yet he goes on to write, but when this priest, Jesus Christ, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Once Jesus Christ crawled onto that tree, and yeah, crawled onto it, once the nails were driven in his hands, in his feet, once he was hung on Golgotha, our sins were paid for forever. From that point, forever. It'll never change. It'll never go away. It'll never diminish. You'll never need to do anything else except to say one thing. I'm sorry. Lord, please forgive me. Accept me as a sinner. I believe in you. Please. And your sins are forgiven. Not just the ones you did, but the ones you will do. Jesus got on that tree to save us. The Hebrew writer continues, since that time he waits for his enemies to be made footstools, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. If it's your Bible, I don't care if it's the church's Bible, if underline that, being made holy. You know what that means? You understand what he's saying there? Do you get it? You're not holy, you're being made every day. Every day you fail, every day you take a misstep, every day you ask for forgiveness, every time you beg for his mercy, you're getting inched closer and closer to that moment. When will we be made holy? Of course, when we cross over. How do we get to that point? By relying on Jesus Christ every single day of every single moment of our life to guide and direct us. That's it. And we have to have memory error. And there's two kinds I have now learned. There's the good kind and there's the bad kind. The Hebrew writer goes on, this is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts. And I will write them on their minds. His laws, the Ten Commandments, and belief in His Son. Then he adds, their sins and lawless acts, I will remember no more. Memory error. Can you imagine God writing that out? Can you imagine God inspiring how that came to be? Think about that. Dwell on that for a moment. In that, the inspiration to write those words from God. God, He who made everything, the only God, He who is everything, says, I will remember them no more. I'm done with it. That was then, this is now. Let's go. I'm often asked where the inspiration for sermons come from. And I'm like, everywhere, everything, everybody, every single one of you sitting here in front of me have the potential to give me a sermon. So be careful what you tell me. Or don't. A story I might hear. Somebody on the other side of that camera that flips me an email or a little note. Watching anything. And on a particular Sunday, as Wendy and I were driving in, there's one of these churches on our route in. It has one in billboards which you can put slogans on. We're going to get one of them somehow, someday. We're going to have a fundraiser. I'll let you all dunk me in booze or whatever to raise the money for it. We need one of them out front and allow me to write the slogans. Isn't that a great idea? No. What? No! I got a million of them. My favorite one to start off when we get it is, eat beef, God made it. This particular church had one of those boards out front. And when we go by them on Sunday mornings, I only ever give them a cursory glance. Till this particular Sunday morning, as we were driving in, the board in big bold letters read, Memory Error. And I turned to Wendy and I said, look! And she looked at that, and I'm telling you, she looked at me and she goes, that's a sermon, isn't it? I said, you better know it. And it was so perfect. It was so wonderful that in those moments, those two words were connected together to remind us of how beautiful and wonderful it is to be a Christian. How wonderful it is that God has forgotten our sins and gave us Jesus Christ to remove them. Yes, Jesus and God suffer from a critical case of memory error. Thank you for doing that. Say amen. If you think I'm crazy, well, that's not unheard of, but I have a book that proves that I'm right. And if you think I'm wrong, let me just read you a little bit in Psalm 103, starting in the 8th verse. Listen to me. This is in his book, not mine. I didn't write this. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field. The wind blows it over and it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. His righteousness with their children's children and with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. Our transgressions are gone. The psalmist writer writes that. But in Isaiah, in the 44th chapter, two simple verses. Remember these things, O Jacob. For you are my servant, O Israel. I have made you. You are my servant. O Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud. Your sins are like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. That's memory error. And I'm thankful for it. Because if I had to walk around knowing that my sins were being counted, I don't think it's a way to live. I know I've told this story a lot, but as I was putting this thing together, I couldn't help it. And I know there's people that have not heard it before, and I've used this illustration, but I love it because it is the Christian illustration. Richard Hoffler, in his book, Will Daylight Come, includes this illustration about how when we are slaves to sin, how it holds on to us, and how we need to be reminded, how we need to have that memory error that our sins are forgiven and forgotten. A little boy visiting his grandparents was given the ultimate little boy toy. When you're 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever it is, every boy is given that one thing, a slingshot. I got one. How many men here got a slingshot when they were little? There's my son Buck. Oh, look at all these men going, yeah, I got one. How many of you got in trouble with it right away? Look at all the hands going up. This boy is given his first slingshot, and he practiced in the woods, but he couldn't hit his target. As he come back to Grandma's backyard, while they was visiting, he spied her pet duck. And on an impulse, he loaded up a rock, stuck it in the slingshot, and let her whip. Duck fell dead. Of all the things he could have hit, the boy panicked. Desperately, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to look up and see his sister watching him. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. And after lunch that day, Grandma said, "Come on, Sally, let's wash these dishes and clean up." Sally said, "Johnny told me he wanted to help." "Didn't you, Johnny?" And then she whispered in his ear, "Remember the duck. Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. Now, he's at his grandparents. I thought you didn't have to do dishes. Later, Pap-Pap asked if they wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "Sorry, but Sally is going to have to stay here and help me make supper." And Sally smiled and looked at Johnny and said, "Well, that's all taken care of. Johnny wants to help make supper, Grandma. He don't want to go fishing." And she leaned over to him and whispered, "You remember the duck." After several days of this, watching her take off to go fishing and do all these fun-filled things, it was far too much. Doing his chores and hers, he finally sat down at the kitchen table, and with tears just rolling down his face, he told his grandmother what he had done. Grandma stopped, wiped her hands off on her apron, and sat down next to her grandson and said, "I know. I saw it all happen. I was standing at the window and watched what you did. But because I've loved you, I have forgiven you and wondered how long Sally would make a slave of you to that sin. I've forgiven you, and I've forgotten. Now let's go and have some fun." It's memory error. And there's good kinds and there's bad kinds. Don't forget who you are. Don't let the memory error take a hold of you and you start forgetting who you are. You are still an unmade holy being. You're being made. You're being developed. You are forgiven. Your sins are forgotten. But don't let that escape you. But the more important thing is, when you fail, and you will, don't let it escape you that you're forgiven. Stop for a moment. Collect yourselves. Let the memory error that Jesus Christ and God Almighty has wash over you and prepare yourself for the blessings to follow. Accept His forgiveness. You messed up. Darn it. Now, accept it. "Father, I'm sorry. Could you lead me through this again?" And He will. I know, and I've told you this, I know 1,000 times, the day is coming when I'm going to the great throne. Oh boy. And God is going to sit there in that throne with a book that has my name on it. And that book is going to be, and He's going to start reading. And I'm going to be shook to my core. I'm going to be crying. Because I know what I have done. I know who I have been. And He's going to slam that book shut and look at me and go, "What did you do to deserve this? What gives you the right to enter in to heaven?" And my Savior's going to go, "Dad, excuse me, I got his name written right down here.
You do?
Yep. Okay. I don't know that he sinned. Come on in, Paul. It says so in my Bible. If you've forgotten, their sins and their lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. Memory error. I am thankful that Jesus and God have it. I am thankful for that forgiveness. And I am thankful to be able to share it with you. Now go out and use your memory error. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for that you have given us. And we are eternally grateful for that which you have taken away. We are being made holy. The day will come when we are, but for right now, Father, we continue to turn to you and ask you for the forgiveness, grace, and mercy you have promised over and over again. And we are thankful for the death of your Son, Jesus, his resurrection that has given us everything yet to come. Father, watch over and keep us in this week to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we sing the last song, the bench is open if you need it. I am here if you need it. If you do not know Jesus Christ, now is the time. Especially on the other side of that camera if you don't. Now is the time. May God add his blessings to each and every one of you.